Outdoor recreation opportunities abound in the region. Whether you like your outdoor recreation wet, dry, warm, cold, uphill, or down valley, it's all available here. In some places, the scenery is a little more exciting, like in Siskiyou County with Mount Shasta and some other major features. A few years back, a pair of groups dedicated to outdoor recreation joined to form the Siskiyou Outdoor Recreation Alliance to boost recreation and sustainability in recreation practices. The group has succeeded in bringing the Grinduro, California bicycle race to Mount Shasta next weekend. Two guests join us. Justy Hansen is the Siskiyou Outdoor Recreation Alliance Executive Director. Welcome, Justy.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Bryson Schrader's with us as well, the director of the Siskiyou Stewardship Corps program within SORA. Welcome, Bryson.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
And am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So, Justy, this should be the easiest job in the world, I think, promoting outdoor recreation in Siskiyou County. How long at it?
Gosh, you know, I've been working in the outdoor industry probably for the last 20 years. I moved to Mount Shasta from Southern Oregon in 1990 to guide on Mount Shasta. I was a ski guide and patroller for 15 years before getting involved in local economic development through outdoor recreation.
Well, so who are you trying to reach here? I mean, because tourists would seem to be a part of it, but there are plenty of people who live in or near Siskiyou County who would also appear to be targets.
Yeah, so, you know, really our mission is community development and rural economic development through sustainable outdoor recreation. And so our focus is on really engaging the community in planning for outdoor, sustainable outdoor recreation development, infrastructure development, and planning, because we sort of believe that that sustainable, well-planned outdoor recreation infrastructure is one of the most powerful ways that we can foster community health, build rural economies, and steward our public lands. But that's tied to the visitors who come visit us. So the more we have a really good, solid foundation of outdoor recreation infrastructure, I think the more positive experience that the visitors are going to have who come to our area.
Over the three decades plus that you mentioned being involved with this, has it become a somewhat easier push over time? I mean, were people a little skeptical at first and thinking, come on, we're a timber community, that kind of thing?
You know, I think it was slow in the beginning, but, you know, it's just obvious that the visitors who come to our area, they stay in our hotels, they shop in our stores, and that's a big part of our local economy. But then we have to be conscious about the wear and tear that the youth puts on our local recreation areas. So it's kind of a balancing act. We want visitors to come to our area and support our businesses, but we also want to take care of the recreation areas that that are used by locals and visitors alike.
Coming through loud and clear, you want to make sure that the stuff is still there for the next generation of people to be able to use and enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Bryson, talk about that, about the mission of the Stewardship Corps.
Yeah. So the Stewardship Corps is really, it's sort of just starting out. This is our first, or at least my first season working through it. It grew out of a need sort of in the pandemic, you know, when we did see sort of a quick, large influx of visitors and, you know, and then saw the impact that they sort of brought with them. And again, it's, you know, as Jesse said, it's a balancing act between, you know, wanting that recreation economy and all the good things that they bring, but also maintaining the them so they will be around for a while. So that really is what the Stewardship Corps is about. And also, you know, planning for the future and expanding the recreation opportunities and making sure there's a system in place for maintaining it and keeping it up to date and good condition and all that.
So is the Stewardship Corps about actually doing some of the physical work? I mean, just make sure that you maintain trails and things like that?
We're kind of figuring that out. And a large part of it is partnerships. So there are already a couple of great organizations locally that do some of that trail work. So we're not necessarily coming in and trying to replace some of those groups, just hopefully augment what they're already doing and support them. And maybe if we can, design our own programs that fill in some gaps that aren't aren't needed, specifically around sort of public outreach and education. And then picking up trash and doing some work days and getting people involved.
Has there been some sense of, not sense, but I mean some physical degradation of recreation facilities because of either overuse or improper use or something? I mean, is this a chance to get ahead of the curve, I guess, is what I'm asking, or has there already been some situations that require some attention?
I think I would say both, and Justy, you can correct me, but I think a little bit of both. We'd like to get ahead of the curve. We expect that, you know, the recreation sort of economy, and there are a lot of new trails being built, and there's plans for more new trails and other recreation opportunities. So hopefully we'll grow that part of things and be prepared when it does come. But we did put out a survey back in 2020 asking, you know, our community and people that visit, what have you seen? What are the concerns? And you know, there were a lot of concerns about dumping, about sort of unattended fires and you know, kind of people coming in maybe irresponsibly or could be locals, you know, acting irresponsibly. But whoever it is, you know, just trying to reach out to them, you know, nicely, politely, and just make sure that, you know, hey, everybody wants to feel safe here, enjoy the outdoors. And how can we, yeah, like you said, get ahead of the curve on that.
Outdoor recreation and its sustainability is the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk to Bryson Schrader, the director of the Siskiyou Stewardship Corps, a program within the Siskiyou Outdoor Recreation Alliance, where Justy Hansen, our other guest, is the executive director. You can join us as we talk about outdoor recreation generally and more specifically about Grinduro, California coming starting next Friday, May 20th. The phone number here at the Exchange is 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So, Justy, let's break the seal on Grinduro and talk about that. A lot of people have heard of enduro races, and this sounds like a grittier version.
Right. Yeah. Well, the you know, the focus of Grinduro is to offer an opportunity for people to be competitive and like you said, get gnarly and ride on a course, but also have a balance of some fun and relaxation. So the course here this year in Mount Shasta, it's a 58-mile course, and it's actually really geared towards gravel bikes. So for those of you who are not familiar with gravel bikes, the bike looks like a road bike with drop handlebars, but bigger tires and wheels. So it's set up for dirt and dirt roads and single track. And so the course includes four timed stages over the 58 miles, but the whole course is not timed. And the course is a combination of mixed terrain. It includes gravel roads, like Forest Service gravel roads, rolling single track, and a gravel descent and a gravel climb. And then we've got aid stations along the course that will have music and food and activities. So I think the foundation of Grinduro is to just sort of mix that feeling of a party and being social and then also the race vibe.
Where is the basic center of activities? Where, if people want to just come attend and watch the other guy
right,
the gravel bikes,
so,
where can they go?
Yeah, so the base is in Shasta's Park, right in the heart of downtown Mount Shasta. It's a gorgeous view of the mountains and the eddies, and we're turning that park basically into a bike village. We'll have about 700 riders, so we're going to have a good turnout. And then in the bike village, all the riders and their friends can camp out. We're going to have food vendors, live music. We'll have a custom-built artisan bike show, and then other bike vendors. And then we'll also have our regional sponsors and then also national bike brands who will be present at the event well. And all registrants get full catered meals, a lunch and dinner, and then tons of volunteers. I mean, we're basically just pulling in the whole community to pull on this event. So we're really excited.
I didn't hear about a first aid station. I assume one is necessary for any bike race, perhaps more so for a gravel bike race.
Yes, absolutely. So we've got folks from Search and Rescue and the Mount Shasta Ski Patrol involved in the course operations and medical team. Yeah.
So Grandeur, California has been around in other places other years. This is the first time in Mount Shasta, though, is that right?
This is the first time in Mount Shasta, and it was just sort of a funny series of events. A friend of mine met one of the Grinduro founders at a bike race, and he mentioned that they were looking for a new community to host Grinduro. And my friend said, oh, you have to talk to my friend Justy in Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta would be the perfect place. So we met with Jiro, and we hit it off right away. And this is year three of trying to host this event, because the first year we had to cancel due to COVID. The second year, last fall, we had to cancel due to a forest closure because of the fires. So we decided to pull the event out of fire season. We were supposed to host it in September and have now moved it to May so that we don't have to worry about fire.
I was going to ask you about when in the year you want to attract people, because obviously fires and smoke have become much more of an issue in recent years.
Yeah,
but it
right.
seems like you're really hitting the dead set target of a great time with May 20th.
I think so. The forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies. In Mount Shasta, oftentimes that means that the clouds are going to clear and it'll be sunny, mm-hmm. with around a high of 65. So, and the trails are in excellent condition right now, super tacky. so it's going to be really fun.
You want them a little sticky, is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes. We like sticky.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Instead of dust flying up and that sort of thing?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
So, Bryson, talk about that part of it then. I mean, what kind of responsibilities fall on the stewardship core for not only preparation before the event, but for cleanup afterward?
Yeah, great question. Because we've been in communication with all our various partners, some of the trail organizations, like I mentioned earlier, that have done a lot of work. I've in previous seasons volunteered some of my time to help build some of the trails that we'll be using. So definitely making sure that they're in good condition now, and they'll be in good condition after the race, after the event, because it's not, I guess it's not all a race. There's just certain race sections. So we've been in communication with the different partners, specifically some of the land managers. The big one is the U.S. Forest Service, who's been great to work with. So we'll be doing a pre-inspection at the beginning of next week, and we'll, identify any areas of concern, any spots, that we need to avoid, probably not any reroutes. I've been riding it a couple times in the last few weeks, and it all looks pretty good. But just to make sure we mark the course appropriately, and then we'll do a post-event inspection, and then we'll go back out there and make sure that everything gets touched up and raked out, and whatever needs to be addressed is addressed. And luckily, it's mostly on gravel roads, and those are, rutted up and rocky and made for four-wheel drive vehicles sometimes, so that won't be a big issue. But the big part that we want to make sure we maintain, especially for the community, is sort of a gateway trail system, which is the system of trails above Shasta Park. They're expanding, but some of the kind of the original ones that are in the event are just awesome trails, and we want to make sure that they're just as awesome after the event.
So are you a gravel biker yourself, Bryson?
Yep. Right. Just about everything. And actually, on that last note, I should say we do have a trail impact statement that we drafted that kind of describes a little bit of our, our process on that and what our priorities are. And you can find that on our website on the news tab. I ride gravel bikes. I ride mountain bikes. Bikes are all fun.
All right. So. Justy, I don't think I need to ask the same question of you. I noticed you described someplace as a former mountain guide and gravel addict. That is a compliment, right?
Yes. We love to ride. We love to ride. The whole organization, it's really sweet that, including our board of directors and staff, we're all climbers and cyclists and skiers, but with a passion for community development.
So talk about that part of it, though, because as you continue to develop recreational facilities in Siskiyou County, that you must be thinking in terms of some kinds of monitoring of numbers about when there may be too many people using certain trails, that sort of thing, and whether this would involve any throttling back if you're getting too many people.
Well, it's a really good question, because in our survey, we got feedback that, locals are starting to feel sort of disgruntled about this increase in visitor use at our local areas. But at the same time, we need those visitors to support our local economy. So if we can educate the users and the visitors, then there's going to be a more positive interaction between locals and visitors. So we want to help maintain or facilitate that relationship and that balance. It's very, very important to us.
Even within those groups, locals and visitors, I mean, do you have conflicts you have to sort of monitor and potentially manage between people who use trails differently? You know, somebody out there with their poles just taking a hike might not appreciate somebody roaring past them on a bicycle.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we are we're partnering with Leave No Trace. Are you familiar with Leave No Trace? They
Yes.
do a lot of the backcountry education. Well, they have a new program now that's geared more towards front country or the parking lot recreation person who's basically just getting out of the parking lot and then maybe doing a local trail. And so that's where we want to step in and interface with the public. You know, it's not that they're bad people. They just don't know. Some people just don't know that you're not supposed to, you know, leave your kid's sock on the, you see your kid's sock that's dropped on the trail and just leave it there and walk off, or the, you know, littering or playing music really loud and then not being aware of what's going on with fire hazards. I mean, it's amazing. That's really one of the biggest concerns, is we're surrounded by national forest, and just one wrong move by a visitor or a local who isn't paying attention and has a fire when they shouldn't could put us in a pretty bad situation. So, we want to be positive, develop relationships, and educate folks that way.
All right, a lot of stuff to work on, a lot of stuff to think about. And specifically for Grinduro, California, when do things begin next Friday?
Yeah, so next Friday around noon, folks will start to arrive. We actually added a short race called the Prologue, and that's Friday afternoon. That's going to start at about 2:30. And then that's also just when people will be rolling in and setting up camp. We've got van camping and tent camping at Shefty's Park. And then around 7 o'clock, we'll have the Prologue Awards and music. A local band, Whiskey Gulch, is going to play. We added music for Friday night. And then Saturday, all day, will be the ride. And then we have the awards ceremony Saturday night. We've got a great local band, Secret Society Handshake, and then a really fun Talking Heads cover band called Life During Wartime.
Okay, all kinds of things happening then. This is Grinduro, California, starting the events noon next Friday, May 20th. I want to thank Justy Hansen, the executive director of the Siskiyou Outdoor Recreation Alliance, and Bryson Schrader, the director of the Siskiyou Stewardship Corps program within that. Thanks both for joining us on The Exchange.